Final segment of the night. Before we make way for the legend himself, Charlie Tuna. Special thanks to Jeff Gordon, Bob Nightingale, and Shane Young for joining us this evening on the Bellman Automotive phone line. A lot of money being thrown around the National Basketball Association, and the people who seem to be more upset about it than hockey fans, because hockey fans, anything regarding the NBA really upsets hockey fans for some reason, is the NFL. The NFL is very jealous. The NFL players are extraordinarily jealous of the amount of money that NBA players are making, because they're like, look, we play in a more popular league. We play in a more profitable league. How come we're not getting these big, huge guaranteed contracts? Richard Sherman, the cornerback of the Seattle Seahawks, who I kind of have a love and hate relationship with. Sometimes I love him. Sometimes I just want him to just go away. But I think that he had a point. He goes, if the NFL players want bigger deals, they need to be willing to strike. And if you're going to be willing to strike, you better be willing to go for the long haul.
Yep.
The problem is that it's difficult for NFL players to do that because they don't make as much money. And especially some of the younger players, you know, like the bigger names like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and Richard Sherman, they're going to be fine. The strike's not going to affect them.
No, not at all.
The strike's going to affect the players who are like two or three deep on the roster.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the ones who are going to be the most affected by it, because they're kind of, it seems difficult to believe when you think about, hey, these professional athletes are making these big, huge contracts. They don't have a worry in the world. Well, a lot of them do kind of live paycheck to paycheck, because you start making all this money, you're going to kind of start adjusting your lifestyle to the amount of money that you're making. Think about it. Almost anybody does that. Giamatti, if you started making like $85,000 a year, are you going to keep driving? Not that you have a bad car, but are you going to keep driving that Hyundai?
No.
No, you're trading in that Hyundai and you're upgrading and you're getting like a Beamer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that's just human nature. Everybody does. Almost everybody does it.
I wouldn't be living in my parents' house either.
Yeah, that too. You'd have your pad down on Washington Avenue, that loft, and you'd be driving
pretty
a BMW.
Nice.
You'd be a D-bag. We'd hate you.
So the thing that would really suck is it's going to suck for the guys who have one good year in the NFL, and they're going to be the ones who aren't going to be making it. This is like their year, but everyone's on strike, so what do they do at this point? You're kind of screwed at that point, right?
It was back in 2010, the last time that they were staring at a lockout. The lockout only affected the preseason. It didn't affect the regular season at all. But there were stories about how there were, you know, veterans lending money to some of the younger players, and the younger players having a little trouble paying that money back.
Yeah, I was curious if they
and
had
that
like
that causes a lot of issues in the locker room.
If they had like a, I guess like a bug out bag filled with cash, like kind of just to give people, because some of these young kids they don't get paid in college, so you know what I mean. Like
they don't, and yeah, you're gonna get maybe a couple million dollars your rookie contract. But when you start talking about taxes and everything else, the couple million is going to go away real quick.
Yeah.
But you think that, hey, you know what? I've got all this cash. You kind of start feeling yourself. You start maybe, you know, buying this car, buying this
Rolexes.
Jewelry. You know, maybe you got a girl who's a little pregnant.
Yes.
And you got to take care of her,
That's
too.
That's not cheap.
That's not cheap either. So if the NBA or the NFL, if they want NBA money, they're gonna be prepared to strike, and I don't know if their union is strong enough to do that.
I agree with that, and I don't know. You don't think it would go a whole season, do you?
I hope not.
Like they would like return in like a replacements type situation.
Yeah, well, and they did that back in back in 1987. They were using scab players. Absolutely. No one wants to see that, because that's just bad football.
They find them in the CFL, or do they find these guys?
Yeah, just maybe players that didn't make the cut. CFL, Arena League. Yeah, you'll find people
who will
find,
play. Yeah, they'll come.
And there are some who will cross the union line, too. There are a couple who did that.
Players?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
A couple who did that. Huh. Like I said, special thanks to Jeff Gordon, Bob Nightingale, and Shane Young for joining us. Hopefully Matt Rocchio will feel better, and he'll join us tomorrow evening. We are on a 22-hour break. Charlie Tune is up next, right here on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Have a great night.